Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and happy Saturday to you. Welcome to this week's edition of the Texas Insider Show. Good job there, Keaton, behind the glass, producing the show this week. And welcome to another version of the Texas Insider Show, brought to you by the Texas Alliance of Energy Producers and IBC Bank and some others who have been supporting us lately. We got a partly cloudy, somewhat beautiful day, wintry day. We're in the depths of winter, I guess. Some days are rainy, some days are sunny, probably in the mid-60s or 50s to enjoy during the winter season and divert our minds off of politics, maybe. I'm Jim Cardle. We're here every Saturday afternoon from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, high atop the Talk 1370 Right Choice Worldwide headquarters, as I always say, and you too can be a Texas Insider. If you want to follow us online, go to texasinsider.org. We post about a half dozen to a dozen articles every day, keeping you on the inside of Texas politics. As we always say, you're either an insider or you're not. So be sure and check us out at texasinsider.org and follow us on Facebook and Twitter just at Texas Insider. We're closing in on 45,000 followers there on Facebook and Twitter, and people are paying attention these days, I'll tell you that much, as the folks up in Washington are into politics. We're into the heart of this impeachment stuff. There's the White House counsel testifying and giving its side of the story today, tomorrow, and Monday. We had the Democrats and the folks from the House the last 3 days, and plenty of stuff going on this week to be talking about. And as I always like to do, I'm going to kind of give us a little perspective. As I've said before, there's more to life than politics. My old friend Bill Murkison, former columnist for the Dallas Times Herald and kind of Texas icon back in the 80s and 90s, maybe a little bit earlier than that for some of us that can remember that type of thing. Bill Murkison came out with a number of books, but the one I always remember and like to quote is the one where he titled it, "There's More to Life in Politics," because that's certainly true. And then on the other extreme, Albert Einstein, I always remember, and some of you may have been thinking something similar to this. Albert Einstein once said that politics is more difficult than physics. And boy, I tell you, if you try and keep up or figure out what's going on these days, you're going to be pulling your hair out. I guess that's two things I'd say. Let's remember, and what we always try and do here on the Texas Insider Show, we got to provide a little reason, a little sanity, maybe some adult conversation. There's certainly more than enough insanity these days, but maybe we'll get to a little sanity and help you figure out what's going on this last week, what's coming down the pike, and what may be coming up the next week, because we got a couple more Democrat debates going on. We're moving into the cycle where it's hard to believe it's here, folks. We've been talking about it forever, and now it's the middle toward the end of January 2020, and the election's coming at us and coming at us fast. The folks up in Iowa are going to be having their caucuses here in a couple weeks. Then right after that, you got New Hampshire. Then you got South Carolina and Nevada. And as I've said before, then we've got Texas and California on Super Tuesday at the beginning of March. So literally, you're looking at about 6 weeks from now, in the next 6 weeks, most of the primaries, I think it's 49% of the primaries in the nation are going to be over. And if you're Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren or Amy Klobuchar, some of these Democrat candidates, you have got to have be having right now an out-of-body experience. We're sitting here watching MSNBC live in the studio. Old Chuck Schumer, the Democrat leader in the Senate, is talking about the Trump defense team clashing with the Democrat House managers, as they're called. But if you haven't noticed, and that's why you're Texas Insiders, while everybody's focused on impeachment, this is supposed to be election season for the Democrats. They've been waiting for 3+ years to be ready to take out Donald Trump and get somebody to be able to defeat him in the 2020 election. And now what's happening? Here we are in the middle of the primary season where all these candidates, whether it's Pete Buttigieg, who needs to boost his name ID because he's just a mayor of a small little South Indiana town, Fort Bend, Indiana, with a whopping 35,000 people when everybody's home. You've got Elizabeth Warren, like I said, and Bernie Sanders. You've got these candidates. They are supposed to be sucking up all the airtime, building their name ID, talking about their wonderful, now we know they're all socialist policy proposals, but talking about their wonderful ideas of why they're better than Donald Trump. And what's happening? We've got this horse hockey going on about impeachment, dragging everybody down. I was talking to Keaton before going on the air here. I remember when I got out of college back in the early 80s, I became a banker up in the Panhandle. And the guy that I worked for, Glenn Lemon, was moving up the Texas Bankers Association, and then he moved up into the American Bankers Association. That's how I got into politics. Frankly, ended up getting hired on Capitol Hill back in 1985. But Mr. Lemon used to say, and it's something we all could remember these days, he used to say, Jim, we don't talk bad about our bank, our fellow bankers or our bank competitors in the neighboring town, because once you talk about somebody else in the industry badly, you're dragging down the banking industry generally. And that is a real good perspective, Keaton. Thanks for mentioning that, because Keaton's point was the Democrats are all trying to save themselves. Politicians are all trying to save themselves right now. That we've got everybody dragging everybody down, doing nothing constructive, nothing positive. We all going through life like to try and figure out if the glass is half full or half empty. But it's been my experience that if you are at least positive about what's going on in your daily life, and if you at least be in the solution, not in the problem, things turn out a little bit better. And Lord knows we got more than enough to be thankful and positive, thankful for and positive about these days. But in the meantime, we've got all this stuff in DC. I'm going to get into it and share some perspective on that as we get further into the show. But like I said, I got to talk about some of the things despite all this junk that's going on and this turd in the punch bowl, is the way I like to refer to it, of impeachment and just messing up everybody's life. We are in the middle. There were some numbers that came out yesterday about Texas unemployment. Texas unemployment, if you look at the front page of the Austin Un-American Statesperson, as I always like to call it, the statesperson, you can't be the statesman because you'd be a sexist at that point. Remember 6 months ago when Democrats were talking about Republicans being misogynistic, as if anybody knew what that means? I guess it has to do with something that you look down your nose or your prejudice against women. But the Austin American Statesman today, front page, lead headline, Democrats, oust Trump or he will do it again. And I'm telling you, folks, I cannot believe this has actually come out. We had yesterday some of the senators and the House members who are trying to prosecute Trump, they've said that not only do they need to impeach him so that he won't be reelected, now they're saying that the Democrats in the Senate need to remove, literally remove the guy from the presidency. You talk about being crazy. This is really going to just put the nails in the coffin. Then on the right-hand column of the front page, you've got Austin jobless rate nears 20-year low. And then at the bottom of the page, here's the headline, Austin Police to Continue Pot Enforcement. And I guess I'll just end on that before we go to the first commercial break, because I did want to mention it. And folks, you wonder why Austin is always bashed when the state legislature's in session? Here's Exhibit A. Austin City Council voted the other day, not for legal reasons, but for social justice reasons, to instruct the police and start setting city laws that small amounts of marijuana, or if you get caught with small amounts of marijuana, it's not something you're going to go to jail for. And we wonder why people think, I mean, Keep Austin Weird as a logo and a moniker is one thing, but this goes over the top, because I did see the president or the police chief the other day say that the police are really worried about this, and rightfully so. Why are they worried? Because if you make something like this less of a crime or literally legal, then that's going to empower the drug dealers. And when you empower drug dealers, you empower more crime. And when you empower more crime, you might have more homeless people, heavens forbid. And when you have all these problems, the thing is, we're addressing the symptoms, not the problem. The problem is that we got to have people who are living happy lives, not abusing drugs and alcohol and anything else. The symptom is arresting people on the street. We're addressing the symptom, not the problem. And I'm telling you, it goes from Washington, D.C., right down to our little city of Austin, Texas, as I always like to say, the 11th largest city in the nation. We got to take a break here. The first quarter of the Texas Insider Show is over. I'm Jim Cardle. We'll be right back to talk more Texas and national politics right here on Talk 1370.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Choice.
Oh, good job, Keaton. A little Blow Monkeys coming back in for the second quarter of the Texas Insider Show. I'm Jim Cardle, folks. We're here every Saturday afternoon from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock high atop the worldwide headquarters, Talk 1370, Right Choice over in West Austin. Be sure and check us out at texasinsider.org, where we keep you on the inside of Texas and national politics. As a matter of fact, I need to mention we have just launched a new website, doggone it, the one we'd been using there for 6 or 7 or maybe even 8 years, frankly. I fell in love with it, frankly, and it had nice, concise 2 columns like you see in a lot of newspapers. So many websites these days give you too much information or make you peck and hunt too much. But go to texasinsider.org. We got a beautiful new website we're going to start sending out that on a daily basis, or the new one, to our 175,000 Texas Insider subscribers. There's a nice big button at the top there that you can sign up for the newsletter so you too can be a Texas Insider. You're either an insider or you're not. And here we are in the midst of an impeachment trial up in Washington, D.C. And as I've talked about repeatedly for the years we've been on the radio now, what really impacts folks' minds when they go into the voting booth, there's a couple different things. But frankly, here's a little politics 101. You got about 45%. Let's say it's 40%. I saw some polls the other day that I'm going to talk about in future shows. But let's just, for simplicity's sake, for you Aggies and Left Coasters who have moved in locally, and keep it simple, stupid, the old KISS method. Politics 101, you got about 40% of Americans that are Democrat, 40% of Americans that are Republican. 40 plus 40 equals 80. That means 20% are the so-called swing votes or the independents. And that's who these candidates are trying to appeal to. That's who you got to get on your side to win in elections. And most people vote based on about two things. I've said before, a lot of folks go into the voting booth like they're going into the drive-in window at your local fast food restaurant. They don't know what they're going to get until they pull up, or who they're going to vote for until they get there, and then they look at the menu. Number one, so it's last-minute decisions, and that's a good thing, folks, because that you can put your mind at ease. Don't believe a lot of these polls that are coming out lately. A lot of these polls are national polls, and that's not how we elect our president. National polls mean literally nothing, number one. Number two, really don't mean anything this far out, 9 months ahead of the election. So you may or may not be able to, you know, let go of that for a little bit when you start seeing all these polls and get worried about what the quote-unquote polls are saying. They're not really valid if they're national polls right now. But if you're trying to reach the independent voters, what happens is that folks want to be on the winning team more than anything else. That's what I think happened with the Donald Trump election. Sure, it was a choice, the lesser of two evils. But when people go into the voting booth, we all want to be winners. We want to be on the winning team. So you look around and you've been talking to your friends and your family and you're thinking, okay, who's got the mojo on their back? And maybe that's who you vote for. You don't really get into the issues. You don't get into the weeds, but you just want to participate. And you decide to go with the winner. So when you're looking at what's going to be coming down the pike and what's going on right now, you've got the Democrats absolutely imploding. I haven't mentioned during the first quarter of the show, as we're talking about how the folks up in Washington are just making Americans nuts. And the word I heard more than anything the last month is senseless. This is all just senseless. And then if you even get beyond that and further than that, everybody's just trying to pinch themselves and make sure they're not missing anything. Even Democrats I talk to, you know, what are these guys nationally doing? Because it's just not a positive message. So then you throw on top of all the politics is what I'm getting into here. You get into what's in people's minds and what's their psyche when they go into the voting booth. And I'm telling you, folks, I mentioned just briefly there before the break, the unemployment numbers that came out in this morning's newspaper. Here's some of the comments by the Austin Un-American States person, Austin Statesman. Austin's latest unemployment rate is once again near a 20-year low. That brings us right back, folks, to the year 2000. Continuing a long trend, giving local businesses fits when they're trying to find new workers amidst a stretched labor market. As I've said before, folks, more jobs available today than there are people to fill them. It's never happened before. We're going on like 15 or 18 months of having this situation. The unemployment rate in the Austin metro area slipped to 2.4% in December. And now that's interesting that the writer of this article, Bob, doggone it, Bob, you don't say the Austin metro unemployment rate slipped to two. That means like it shouldn't have happened. You accidentally slipped. This is a positive thing. Declined to 2.4% in December from 2.5% in November and 2.7% a year ago, according to the Texas Workforce Commission. The civilian workforce in the metro area, which includes Travis, Williamson, Hayes, Bastrop, and Caldwell counties, has climbed by, get this, folks, by nearly 65% since more than 1.2 3 million people since the year 2000. We had 750 workers in the Travis, Williamson, Hayes, Bastrop, Caldwell County. 750,000 in the year 2000. Now we're up to 1.23 million. That's unbelievable, folks, and this is happening all over the country. Here's a story from last weekend's paper. U.S. job market ends 2019 on a high note. Overall employment in the United States remained stable in the last month of 2019, and the unemployment rate remained unchanged at 3.5%. In December, there were 145,000 total jobs added just that month. The unemployment rate is at 3.5% as an average. For African American unemployment, it's 5.9%. It had been as low as 5.4%. For the Asian unemployment, dropped to 2.5%. Hispanic unemployment was unchanged at 4.2%. And get this, in 2019, employment growth totaled 2.1 million Americans, folks, compared to a gain of 2.7 million in 2018. Now, just think about that for a minute. I mean, as an old economist from TCU, forgive me for admitting that, but I can tell you that if you go to college these days, or even if you take high school economics, what you're going to be told, because this has traditionally been the accepted norm, full employment has traditionally been said to be about 4 to 5, maybe 6% full employment. And the remaining 4 to 5% are just people who are changing jobs, or maybe they're moving, or maybe they've decided to take a break from work and go back, and you file unemployment at 4 or 5 or 6%. And now we're talking about these unemployment rates at 2.5%, Hispanics 4.2%. That's full employment, folks. This is the most unbelievable, we don't know how lucky we are, economic boom in the history of mankind, perhaps. And that's what's going to be in people's minds when they're going into the voting booth. Then on top of that, here's another Austin American statesman. 2019 was a record year for the housing market. The week before that, housing starts jumped to a 13-year high nationwide. Why are housing starts jumping? Because people are buying houses. Retail sales closed up in 2019. There were strong retail sales at Christmas time. And then you throw on top of that Dan Patrick, our Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, and our Governor Greg Abbott announced, we're going to have a bunch of the presidential candidates, by the way, coming out this week announcing their fundraising totals, and you can expect Bernie Sanders to be winning that again on the Democrat side and Donald Trump beating everybody. But here at the state level, we've got our Governor Greg Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. They've raised $3.6 million and have $32.9 million cash on hand, and $2.3 million for Dan Patrick, who's got $13.4 million cash on hand. My point is they're going to be able to spend that money reelecting our Texas House members, their Texas House members. And the mindset, I'm telling you, folks, like I said, the first quarter, there is more to life than politics. And also, remember, coincidence is God's ways of staying anonymous. There's a reason all this stuff's happening, and we'll get into that when we come back for the second half of the Texas Insider Show. I'm Jim Cardle. Appreciate you listening. We'll be right back after the news at the bottom of the hour. Oh, excellent. Keeping a little Queen coming into the second half of this week's Texas Insider Show. Don't stop me now, folks. We're having such a good time as long as we remember to keep in mind there's more to life than politics. And boy, Hattie, what a week it's been, what a week it's going to be, and what a lovely cloudy day it is here in the nation's 11th largest city. As I always say, that would be Austin, Texas. I'm Jim Cardle. Appreciate you joining us every Saturday afternoon when we're here high atop the Talk 1370 Right Choice Worldwide headquarters from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock. Be sure and check us out at texasinsider.org, where you too can be an insider and have a little perspective and reason, maybe even some sanity of what's going on in the nation and Texas politics. Be sure and follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well as at Texas Insider. And the news was perfect there, segue into what I'm thinking here for the second half of the show. And that has to be the quid pro quo. They keep talking about a quid pro quo. We may have forgotten that phrase, but about 2 months ago, the quid pro quo, just like I said about people not knowing what the word misogynist means, the Democrats, they come up with these crazy, because wordsmithing is so important and messaging is so important in politics. I almost maybe had to look up quid pro quo. I mean, we hear it every now and then in business, but it means if somebody does one thing, then they do it for the promise of something in return. I saw a cartoon the other day, and it was a mother standing with her son outside the bedroom, and you could see in the kid's bedroom was a mess. And the mother said, "Johnny, if you clean up your room, I'll give you a plate of chocolate chip cookies." And the kid looks up at mom and says, "Mom, isn't that a quid pro quo?" And that's exactly right, folks. We have this stuff every single day in our lives in any given situation. And certainly in this line of politics, we know back to George Washington that's what America gives away its money to foreign countries for. We give it away to people in the Middle East so they'll protect the oil supply that we don't need anymore, since now Donald Trump's freed up the oil and gas industry and we've had the technology of fracking come along. We give aid down to Mexico to stop the illegal aliens from coming into the border. And Donald Trump's finally figured that out with the president down there, that Mexico shut its border at the south of Mexico so that the folks from the Central America don't come in. That was, call it whatever you want, that to some people may be a quid pro quo, but to most Americans, I think it's just a reality of life, or maybe even a smart way to operate, to be honest with you. And this idea that Donald Trump was going to be asking for an investigation, this is the thing that just kills me, folks. What the Democrats really don't get right now, or where they're coming from, they're so tightly wound, and the definition of Trump derangement syndrome, what it really means is that when Donald Trump came down the elevator 3-4 years ago, everybody thought the joke was on America. It was just something he was doing for his ego and that type of thing. And Jeb Bush and Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio and John Kasich, all the Republicans thought it was a joke and he won't last. And sure enough, he made it through because his message resonated. And then Donald Trump wins the Republican primary and he's never going to beat Hillary Clinton. It's just a joke, this, that, and the other. And he beats Hillary Clinton. And then he's not, and when he was on the verge of getting elected, you had the New York Times and the Washington Post and all these talking heads on TV predicting that he was going to lose. These are the same people, by the way, that right now today are backing up the Democrats' claims that he needs to be impeached. And the American public, we're just up to our eyes in alligators as it is getting through life anyways. And we are sick and tired of this Russia, 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 and this mean-spirited, clearly political hit job. So what most Americans are thinking looking at this stuff is that it's political, number one. Number two, we know that it's all futile because the Senate's not going to impeach him. I saw a quote this week where Nancy Pelosi was one of Trump's attorneys, Alan Dershowitz, said Nancy Pelosi doesn't understand what impeachment is, because Nancy Pelosi's been running around saying that Donald Trump forever is going to have an asterisk next to his name saying impeachment. But that's not really how the law works, because think about this, folks. If you were accused of getting a speeding ticket, you can either pay the fine and get rid of the thing, or you can go down to the court and you can plead your case. And if you have a stronger case than the policeman does, what happens? The ticket goes away. There's no asterisk next to your name. The same thing happens here with impeachment. The Democrats don't understand impeachment. If Donald Trump is found innocent by the jury of the Senate, that removes the indictment. It disappears. It's off his record. It doesn't matter if it's a close vote or a runaway vote. And do you know that the Democrats have tried to impeach every Republican president all the way back to Ronald Reagan? That's just the way they operate, folks. I was up on Capitol Hill from 1985 to 1992, and Jim Wright from Fort Worth was the Speaker of the House. And I remember every day just walking into the office thinking he's going to smile on our face, tell us one thing, lie to our face, and turn back around and just do whatever he wants, because that's the way the Democrats operate. It was like every day you're just walking into the office, bending over and grabbing your ankles because you know what's going to happen. But you go in there and fight, fight, fight for what you believe in. And that's what's happening right now with Americans. And this isn't, I keep telling people, this is another thing to take away from the show this week. You got to remember, folks, as I said about the economic figures in the segment just passed, it is an exciting time to be alive right now. We do not realize how lucky we are because we get caught up in the big, hairy, you know what. But technology is changing our lives. The political battles that are going on right now have never been seen before. This is history in the making that we are participating in. And then you throw on top of that the strong economy. It's never been seen before. But politically, what's going on right now is that it is a war. It is hand-to-hand combat. Clearly, in Washington, it's hand-to-hand combat right now in the state of Texas, with Democrats saying that Texas may be a battleground state. And old Beto O'Rourke, you know, maybe getting close to Ted Cruz last time. I've had more people in the last couple months tell me it wasn't the Beto O'Rourke effect, it was the Ted Cruz effect. People just really, it's been interesting to me. They don't care for Ted Cruz. He's a little arrogant. He's a little too sophisticated. He's got that beard now that I don't understand. He didn't work hard. Right now, Republicans and Democrats are going door to door to door all over this state. I talked to the chairman of the Republican Party, James Dickey, our old local Travis County chairman, who ascended up to the state Republican chairmanship. And he's got close to 100 people, new people up in the DFW that are, I got some Facebook messages this morning. There are people announcing that they're happy. They're going out to knock on doors. They know who the new people in the state are because you can find that stuff out with a DMV who's got new registrations or who's bought new homes. They're going to these houses down in Hayes and Buda and out in Round Rock and knocking on their doors, knowing that they're either Texas citizens who have never voted before, or they're new people to the state who need to be registered to vote. And I got to talk to you about, real quick here before the next commercial break, we've got, if you go to the Texas Insider homepage right now, texasinsider.org, there's a number of interesting things, and here's some perspective on it. Top of the page, Tulsi Gabbard, this congresswoman from Hawaii who's running for president. She's been at the bottom of the field, but she sued Hillary Clinton because Hillary Clinton alluded to the fact that she might be a Russian asset. That's going on in the Democrat Party. You go down a little bit more. The Cuban American in the Hispanic American community in Florida is loving Donald Trump because he's reversed policies of Barack Obama in Cuba. And he's providing jobs. Then this is a great headline. Hillary Clinton has joined the fray as Democrats in full attack mode turn the knives on each other. Did y'all see this week that Hillary has got some little special coming out on Hulu? And she's written a book, or there's some scenario of a report coming out. And she blatantly says that she doesn't like Bernie Sanders, and she's not going to vote for Bernie Sanders, and she's certainly not going to endorse. Well, she says it's too early to endorse Bernie Sanders, and that it's not only Bernie that she doesn't like, it's his staff, the Bernie bros. They're misogynist, and they're too manly, and they're too aggressive in this type of thing. And then you go down finally, and you see about why Black Americans spoke up for Donald Trump on MLK Day, which was Tuesday of this last, or Monday this last week when we had a holiday. But here's the thing I wanted to tell you. We've got a story in there that talks about there. We've talked before about Donald Trump going around the country and having these rallies, these Make America Great rallies. And it's really interesting. You should follow Brad Parscale on Twitter if you're interested in this stuff, because there was a rally in Toledo, Ohio, 3 weeks ago. There was a rally in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 2 weeks ago. Now, remember, the Democrats' firewall was supposed to be Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, maybe Ohio, throw in there, where, you know, Republicans and Donald Trump couldn't win those states, but he ended up winning them. And he goes to Wisconsin in Milwaukee. They have 24,000 people show up for this event in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, typically a blue state. And when you register for the rally, to get in a ticket into the rally, you do it by cell phone. So the campaigns have your cell phone number. They take the voting rolls in the state of Wisconsin and cross-populate it with your phone number and driver's license. And you know what they found? They found that 57% of the people attending that rally in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, had never voted Republican before in their life. That means that they're Democrats. And 57% of the 24,000 people at the Trump rally in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, were Democrats. This venue coming up next week, I hope it's going to be in the news, because they're having it in a place in New Jersey, another typically blue state. The joint that they're having it at holds 7,500 people. Do you know how many folks are RSVP'd for tickets? Over 100,000 people. I'm telling you, folks, there's something going on in this nation. There's something that's not showing up in the polls. And then when we come back after this final commercial break, I'm going to talk a little bit more about why I think it's happening and why you too can be a Texas insider and positive about what's going on in this nation. I'm Jim Cardle. We got to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back for the final segment of the Texas Insider Show. Good Saturday afternoon to you, everybody. Welcome back to the final segment of the Texas Insider Show. I'm Jim Cardle. We're here every Saturday afternoon from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock on Talk 1370, The Right Choice. Be sure and check us out at texasinsider.org, where you can see about a half dozen to a dozen articles every day on the national and state level politics, keeping you on the inside of Texas politics. As we always say, you're either an insider or you're not. And be sure and follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well, where we're moving in on 45,000 followers. But I'm going to keep going here on some of this remarkable numbers stuff and what's going on really kind of under the water, the calm of the water on top, maybe, although that's not really the case in politics anymore. But some of the things that are going on there. I saw the Democrats decided you got to put a mark on your calendar. It's just coming around the corner. Tuesday, February 4th is when Donald Trump's going to be giving his State of the Union speech. That's about 10 days away now. So here's what we've got coming up the next week. Right now, we've had the House Democrats make their argument to the senators. Most, even the New York Times, I'll say, but a lot of the criticism, even on some of the liberal talking head shows on the tube, that some of the analysts, if they're being honest, and they are saying it, that Adam Schiff and company are not persuading any of the people they need to sway, which is a couple of independent Republican senators in the Senate chamber. So that's where the vote's going to take place, let alone the American public. The polls just aren't moving. People in America are consistently showing, I think I heard one this week, 51% don't want the president impeached, 46% want him removed. I don't know. That's within the statistical margin of error, but it's a divided country. And Nancy Pelosi and Gerald Nadler and Adam Schiff had said from day one, this is why they put it off so long. because they were trying to build the case. They were trying to sell America that this needed to happen. And they spent the entire fourth quarter of last year, the entire fall, the entire summer, they've spent the last 3 years trying to convince Americans that something needed to be done about Donald Trump because they just can't stand it. They think the joke was initially on the Republicans, and now the joke's turned out to be on them, and they just can't get over it. But they've been trying to convince the American people, and they said, we will not move forward with impeachment unless there's a groundswell of support in America. But yet, the groundswell, despite their best efforts, never happened because it's, let's just pick your own reason why it hasn't happened. Maybe you're thinking because there was nothing to the Russia claim. The Mueller report came out and said there wasn't anything. Maybe you think Donald Trump's phone calls are his own business, and in fact, that's how American foreign aid happens. Or maybe you think that Donald Trump's just an obnoxious New Yorker, which most New Yorkers are, and that he's doing great things with the domestic economy, and he's got our enemies fearing us around the globe and our friends respecting us. Maybe any of these things, but the groundswell that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats said they were going to wait and not do impeachment until it was there, it's not there, but yet they're going forward anyway. So the trial's going to be going on for the next couple of days with the Republican Trump team defending him, and then you've got the State of the Union on February 4th. That's a Tuesday. That's right after the Iowa caucuses. And I saw a poll this week that showed, as I mentioned before, if you see national polls, they don't really mean anything because that's not, number one, because it's too early, and number two, because it's not how we elect our presidents. We elect our presidents going state by state by state by state. And the first one being Iowa coming around the corner, there was an article here, Bernie Sanders jumps to small lead in major Iowa poll. Bernie Sanders has a slight lead over a tightly packed group of Democrat frontrunners in Iowa, according to the state's early gold standard poll by the Des Moines Register and the Mediacom CNN survey shows Sanders leading Democrat competitors with 20%, Elizabeth Warren at 17%, Pete Buttigieg with 16%, and Joe Biden, old Joe's bringing up the rear at 15%. The latest Iowa poll represents a 5-point jump for Sanders. So basically what you've got is Bernie Sanders at the top with 20%, and then Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg at a statistical tie. But here's the perspective in my point, folks. If you look historically what happens after Iowa and New Hampshire, typically, let's just pick a number because there's been 18 candidates go into the Iowa primary here. This time we've got about 8 or 9, which include, by the way, Michael Bloomberg and Tom Steyer, a bunch of white guy billionaires when the Democrats are trying to sell themselves as being the party of the poor and the people of the party of the people. And yet they're attacking billionaires. Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders say billionaires ought to be given up 104% of their money because that shouldn't be able to happen in today's society. That's AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her likes that are wagging the tail of the whole Democrat Party. But traditionally what happens is that if you don't do well in Iowa as a Democrat candidate in New Hampshire, you start crashing and burning and pretty much your money dries up and you go away before too long. And if that happens to Joe Biden, who's coming in last in this Iowa poll, and what we're looking at is Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders for the Democrat candidates, did you remember that Bernie Sanders said 6 months ago that he is going to, as some of his first acts, eliminate offshore drilling and start prosecuting the corporate leaders of our nation's oil and gas companies for crimes against the earth? Literally, that's what he said. He's going to start putting them in jail. He thinks they need to go and be prosecuted and put in jail. And no wonder Americans are flocking to these rallies. As I mentioned here in the last segment, there's a rally coming up this week in New Jersey, a traditionally blue state, where Donald Trump's going to go in and support a guy. To remember here and put some perspective on it, in the House of Representatives, a month ago, December 18th, when the House of Representatives voted to impeach Donald Trump, there were three Democrats who voted against it. One from Minnesota, one from New Jersey, and I can't remember where the other one's from. The guy from New Jersey has since switched parties and become a Republican because he says these guys are just nuts. I can't look my constituents in the eye. I can't look myself in the mirror and think that this is what I got elected for, what the American public wants. So he became a Republican. Donald Trump's going to go into his district this week to a tiny little auditorium that seats 7,500 people, and they have had over 100,000 people RSVP for this event. And to give you some perspective, I'm going to go back. I mentioned the rally that was held in Milwaukee, Wisconsin 2 weeks ago, where 57%, folks, of the 24,000 people who attended in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, a battleground state, 57% had never voted Republican before, and they were attending a Donald Trump rally. Back in, what's the date on this one? January 11th, so let's say 2 weeks ago, he was in Toledo, Ohio. And follow Brad Parscale. This is why you're Texas insiders. Follow Brad Parscale on Twitter. Here's what he said. Big data from Toledo. 22,927 voters identified at the rally. Of the 22,909, let's just round it off and say 23,000. Of the 23,000 voters identified, 18,000 were from Ohio. That means 5,000, about 22%, were from other states. They came all the way to Ohio. Of those 23,000, 22% did not vote in 2016. That's the last presidential election year. Now they're interested. They come into a Donald Trump rally. 21.9% of the 23,000 were Democrats. 20.9% were independents. That's some scary numbers, folks, if you're Democrats and you're seeing, because Donald Trump's campaign now has these people's information. He can text message them. He can go knock on their door. He can send them mail. And this is happening everywhere across the state. I remember seeing when Donald Trump came to the American Airlines Center up in Dallas about 2 months ago, had a big rally at the American Airlines Center. They had similar numbers. 24% of the people in Dallas, Texas that attended the Trump rally were Democrats. And then you get into the numbers more of these people in Pennsylvania. It was in Hershey, Pennsylvania. That's ground zero for the presidential election. A fifth of them were blacks. Just think about that, folks. That's one of the Democrats' baseline voter groups. There is something going on in America. I don't know what it is, but we're going to keep trying to talk and figure it out and put it up on the Texas Insider page. Remember, political parties are about three things: raising the money to fund your candidates, generating the manpower to go knock on doors and turn voters out, and messaging. And the messaging for the Democrats right now is absolutely pitiful, and we're going to keep talking about it. I got to put a plug in the jug, folks. Appreciate you joining us for this week's edition of the Texas Insider Show. Hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Saturday right here on Talk 1370. I'm Jim Cardle. Have a great week, folks.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.